New Year's on the Farm. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Happy New Year for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We'll eat some black-eyed peas, hog jaw, cornbread.
Kind of keep things going and looking forward to the new year and what we're going to be planting and growing and things like that.
We probably won't do anything extra other than getting feeding done on New Year's Day, but that has to be done that day just like Christmas Day.
Tennessee farmers celebrating the first day of the new year, and like the rest of us, many of them reflect back on the past year and look ahead to what the new year may bring. Lincoln County row crop and livestock producer Glenn Varner.
Had some bad in it, the drought and all that, and then of course some things came on and did pretty good, so overall I guess it turned out to be a decent year. Of course you kind of look back and try to learn from things that you've done before and going into the new year and looking at things that's what you're going to do different, what worked, what didn't, and try to make things better.
In Henry County, longtime farmer Dan Pascal no longer has his livestock, but New Year's Day has always been special on the farm.
It was always sort of a pleasure to feed on the holidays because I sort of splurged with my hay pile. Acted like I had a lot, fed them a little extra for Christmas and New Year's.
In East Tennessee and Granger County, farmer David Mitchell is celebrating New Year's Day a little different this year.
I spent 42 New Year's milking cows. And now then, since we quit about, well, back in the 1st of May, we're feeding 200 head of cattle, and work has to go on. The cattle have to be fed, and we probably won't do anything extra other than getting feeding done on New Year's Day, but that has to be done that day just like Christmas Day.
And Happy New Year, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.